Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Orioles offseason begins now, even though the playoffs continue, and some good games last night. Very interesting game at Yankee Stadium. Alas, Orioles, their team leader in home runs, three guys had 17. They weren't good with runners in scoring positions as a team. They really didn't hit since July of last year. Yet when you hear from Tony Manzalino and Mike Elias, they're confident that this core, and Jason loves that word, this core is fine and the bats are fine. You think this is a smokescreen, or are they actually buying their own stuff here?
Well, no. What I think it is he is the next manager of the Orioles, and he's in cahoots with the general manager. And I told you that probably about a month ago now. And he knows the answers to the test before the test is taken. And I don't even know how many other people are really taking the test, because they don't want you to have any transparency about who they're talking to or not talking to. And so I think when he speaks, he's speaking for his puppet master. And so he's telling you, yeah, boss, I'm totally fine with this roster. Don't go out and spend money. Just go do that one or two pitcher thing you've been talking about. And don't worry about anything else, because me and these same feckless coaches who couldn't get anything out of them last year, just give us one really tough spring training with them and we'll whip them all into shape. That's what's going on here. That's the game of three card Monty that's being played on Orioles fans. Do I think it's going to work? Hell no, it's not going to work. I'm the one who told you back in June of 2023 that you've seen the best of it. Or was that 2024?
24.
They badly need an everyday outfielder to bat in the middle of this lineup. Yep. And all the smart baseball people we talk to agree. And they badly need an everyday DH/first baseman, an everyday guy, not a toggle here, toggle there guy. To make sure you're getting production out of first base, because I don't think a Mayo Basayo combo platter is anything. Basayo's age 21 season. No, I'm not buying that. Now, if one of them break through and you have to move this other guy or whatever, or move him to the bench, that's a first world problem. I'll sign up for first world problems. I'm sick of the third world crap they throw at us. That's what they should do. That's what any general manager worth a damn would do. They're going to do nothing. They're not getting a Bregman. They're not getting a Schwarber. They'll make another Adam Frazier, Sanchez type move. And it's got to be somebody with center field in his toolkit somewhere. And that'll be it. And they'll go with that platoon at first base that I just talked about. And they'll tell you that they're going to fix all these kids, and they're not. It's just not going to happen. But, I mean, I'm sure we have the clips. Like, the way they talked about this lineup is contrary to the way anyone in this room or anybody smart we bring on this show who follows baseball would talk about their lineup.
Well, here's just the facts on the season long. Fourth most strikeouts. They were 21st in OPS, 24th in on base, 24th in runs scored. And they really fell off a cliff after the trade deadline. August 1st on, they scored the fewest amount of runs in all of baseball. And that was when Jordan Westberg was saying, hey, we're going to put our big boy pants on.
This then he got hurt a week later.
Exactly. This is our clubhouse now. And all of those guys really, really struggled. And to put so much pressure on all of those young guys a year after you did so and it burns you significantly heading into last season would just be malpractice.
Yeah, we got here's Tony Manzolino on the lineup.
Well, I think we have to start and recognize that expectations for that group have been astronomical in a lot of ways. And in some ways, they set the expectations because a lot of them came out of the gates right away, and they came out really well. I think there are some guys here that have struggled in some ways that weren't part of that initial group that set the bar so high. And I do think it made it unrealistic for some of these guys to kind of follow. You know, I talked to Sammy Basayo yesterday, and I told Sammy to go look at Aaron Judge's first 100 bats in the big leagues. And you know whose numbers it matches? Sammy Basayo's. You know, so I think there's a precedent for young players to have kind of tough stretches in the beginning of the parts of their career. Now, to answer your question, what needs to tangibly change? Well, we need to get these guys back to kind of what they were. Some of these guys that did set the bar high for themselves, and how we do that, for me, I think it's just it's getting together, it's being honest, it's getting all the players in terms of staff, analysts, everybody that has a voice. It's getting, it's soliciting outside opinions. It's doing a lot of different things to try to figure out how we get these guys back on track. And I do have a ton of faith in this organization and their capacity to do just that.
Yeah, comparing Sam Basayo to Aaron Judge, that's not smart. Putting too much pressure on the kid.
But think about the moronic nature of that comment. He starts out by saying expectations are too high for these kids. Meanwhile, the expectations are coming from the warehouse. Yeah. And the stuff they're pushing to the media and the way they rallied around all these stupid rankings that don't mean anything. And the way they told you, not us, them, our core is all we need. So they created the problem. He's trying to create a fake boogeyman saying, no, it's outsiders who created that. And we can't fall prey to that. But then he can't resist comparing a 20-year-old to Aaron Judge.
He's going to hit 100 off the foul pole.
They're running him back.
So here's Mike Elias on the hitting woes.
Yeah, when you have a season that misses the mark by this much, you know, there's a lot of on the list of what went wrong. But, you know, certainly that was amongst the most, I don't know if I want to say surprising, but kind of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fundamental that a lot of our core drafted players that have formed the spine of not only this winning team the last few years, but the rebuild leading into it, most of them were hurt or had down years or stagnating in some form or fashion. And, you know, it's definitely concerning to watch, and concerning to watch it happen to a lot of them simultaneously. I mean, that was a big factor in our record. We have talked a lot with them individually about it. You know, all of us in the org, you know, there's a lot of soul searching and looking in the mirror and individually what could each of us done better to get a better result for the team. And that definitely applies to those guys. We've talked about it. We're formulating plans, and we're going to do everything that we can to kind of have them bounce back and get back on track. Very, very, very confident that that's going to happen with this group, and it's obviously a huge factor for the team next year. But the talent in those guys and the work ethic and the mindset all points to optimism.
Optimism.
Very, 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 very confident in all of them. If that doesn't chill you to the bone, you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on around here.
Here's the reality, and we've been talking about this for a long time. I don't care how good your farm system is, they all never hit. Like, nope, you never go 100%. So to sit there and say, yeah, these guys were good, there's going to be fails. Is it possible that, say, Adley Rutschman, for example, has a bounce back season? Sure it is. But it's also possible that Jackson Holliday never gets better than what we've seen right now. Like, and I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but the reality is, and there's 100 years of baseball to prove it, you're never hitting on everybody.
So
you need to bring
better. They're smarter. They're different. They're the best. And you know why they know they're the best? Because they all got raises and more money for this crap.
They did do that. Although they weren't telling us about that right away either.
But they don't want to be held accountable for that.
But it's just, Mike talked about all the introspection that was going to happen a couple days after firing.
That was after
Brandon
Hyde. He knew he was promoted. Yeah,
And you have this year in which Jackson Holliday was the only young guy that took a step. And
I mean, he had a 690 something
100%,
OPS.
Like, I said a step.
Yeah.
He was better year over year. And it was a situation where, going back to Tony Mancelino, managing expectations. Well, what was Mike Elias saying a little further along this time last year? Well, Grayson Rodriguez, he's going to take the next step, and he's going to be the ace, and that's going to help replace Corbin Burns after he departed. Like, it's madness. It's the definition of insanity.
Coming up next, we'll get to baseball that matters, because the Orioles aren't playing any of that right now. The MLB playoffs continue, and what a comeback from the Yankees last night. Seattle, a game away from advancing to their first ALCS in 2001. It's our Twib Notes next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.